All inter-office fraternization of an intimate nature is hereby prohibited to include, but not limited to, trysts, assignations. What's this even mean?
It means no more banging co-workers.
Oh, so it doesn't affect you.
Oh, wait, guess what?
Ow, hey, this isn't my fault.
It's exactly your fault, idiot. When Mother found out you cheated on Lana...
Hey, you cheated on Lana plenty.
Yeah, but with starlets, models. Oh, and one time, two actual princesses.
Two at the same time?
Yeah, they were sisters.
Sploosh.
But Cyril, you threw Lana away on chicks like... A Carol.
It's Cheryl.
Exactly. Back me up here.
Well, you slept with her too?
When I was bored, like stuck at home waiting for the cable guy, or... Oh, hey, what are you doing Thursday between 9 and noon?
Ugh.
1 and 4?
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today by phone, hopefully if everything works, is one Rachel Oring. Rachel!
Hello?
Oh my god, that's the most annoying hello I've ever heard in my life. Oh, and look who decided to join us, my brother Will.
Which mic am I on?
You are on mic 3, sir.
The one I'm sitting in front of?
You are good.
Alright.
Say hi to Rachel, Will.
Hi, Rachel.
While
I open my soda.
You probably don't want to do that on air.
Yes, we do.
Let's
do it right next to the mic.
You absolutely are not.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah, you are doing nothing of the sort. All right, you son of a bitch, derailing everything. All right, you can listen to In Papa's Basement every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. You can find archives of the show at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement, and tragedy of tragedies, you cannot call in again this week, because once again, Rachel's in on the phone line, but if it's okay, you're not breaking my heart here, but if you were able to call in, it would be 703-560-TALK, again, 703-560-8255. Will, what is going on out front? I just want to, before we start the show...
Like how it's actually being picked up on mic?
It's like a Bosnian kindercare out front.
I don't know. I was just going to say this station is filled with... Are we going out through the hallway?
Yeah, so don't say much.
Damn it. God.
Don't say... I'm just saying there's like 8 toddlers partying out front, Rachel. And I
awesome.
Can't... Yeah, I can't
How
believe...
How many of them are yours?
None. None.
Oh.
None of them. They all have white person hair, so none of them are my children.
That's good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they ain't winning any beauty pageants out there.
No, it's not pretty.
That's what I was going to say.
Speaking of beauty pageants, I am falling apart over here. I have some big red welt ingrown hair. I don't even know what. Like a big fatty deposit or abscess under my chin forming.
Oh, that's an ingrown hair.
I hope.
What the hell else would it be?
I don't know. I don't know what. The human body, like once you cross a certain threshold... It is nothing but a wonderland of horrors.
No, I know. Like, just recently, earlier this week, I clipped my nails really short.
Mm.
Have you gotten this? And then when it grew back, like, there was all this pus in the side.
No, that is gross. That
what?
Yeah, like...
How did you manage that?
It's a hangnail. It's just, you had a little abscess forming on the side.
There's this pus, and you peel it back, and, like, all this crap squirts out,
oh
and it
just God.
It smells ungodly.
Wait, are you what? Jeff Goldblum? Is this the fly?
No, but, like, I cut my nails really short because of the guitar. Like,
yeah,
they're, like,
Brundle
file
will.
Them down.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I basically file them down until they almost bleed.
Which probably God, isn't good. I don't want to hear more of that.
I chew my nails very short, often until they bleed, and that is never
What is
ever
wrong
happened.
With you two apes? That is...
What? I'm a very anxious person, John. Shut up.
Oh, my God. You're going to start vomiting on donuts and banging Gina Davis. And then at the end, you're going to melt the beard guy's hand off. I know how this all plays out. Stop it. But, yeah.
What? Are you talking about Jurassic Park?
Wrong
Goldblum film, but close. You get a gold star for effort right there.
A for effort. So tell us about your face cancer. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I kind of feel like Babe Ruth dying, you know, from all the cigars I've smoked. I don't know what's going on. I'm just poking at it to check if it's hard or soft or whatever's doing. I tried to shove a thumbtack in it yesterday.
Oh, my God. Oh.
That was no dice. The thumbtack didn't take, which is my zit-popping technique, by the way.
Did you do it like... After a shower?
Yeah, after a shower, I just douse a thumbtack in...
No, just squeeze it. Don't use the damn...
Oh,
because that usually doesn't work. I've tried that.
Oh, it works. It goes off like a fountain if you get it right.
Really? Yeah, you have to get it right. A lot of times you just miss and end up poking yourself.
I don't know, but...
What?
We're on Cancer Watch, whatever I got going. I'll be hot compressing it later, seeing if I get that pus river trickling down my chin as I lie on the couch. It's...
No, do you, like, have a beard or do you shave? And that's what happened. It's like an ingrown hair.
No, I have facial hair, so I'm praying to God it's that and not, like, something trickled in through my open canker sore, which has been going for about 10 days now.
Maybe a spider laid eggs in your chin.
Yes, it's scary stories to tell in the dark. That is exactly what's going on in my face.
You shut up.
But,
it could happen.
So I
saw it on TLC.
God, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
One of the midgets got, you know, a spider laid eggs in its face.
Oh, God.
Now.
What a horrible life. Not only are you a midget, but you have face spiders. Miserable existence. Just kill yourself.
Yeah, but at least you get to be on, like, a national television show. So, you know, what TLC does.
Speaking of midgets who should just end their lives, not only do I have the face thing going, but earlier in the week I definitely had a herp scare.
Oh.
Which was amazing. Well, maybe you've been in this position.
Of course.
Yeah, not only did I have about five active lesions on the inside of my mouth, but I had like a red eye of Jupiter brewing. You know where the triangle of hair goes above your junk? It was on the side of one of the triangle.
Well, that's probably another ingrown hair.
Don't give away the story's ending. Don't give away. There's show prep for a reason. Don't give away the ending.
You should talk to your brother before you ever go to the doctor.
Why? So he can stare at my genitals, like, in our mom's bathroom while she's screaming?
I assume that's not the first time it's happened.
Not since we were, like, 8.
Oh, God.
And doing,
so anyhow.
Doing, you know, crossing the pee streams like Ghostbusters.
Sword fighting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So anyhow, so you thought you had herpes.
Well, I start like, oh God, if any girl ever comes back to my room and starts going through my Google history, it's now nothing but herpes, herpes symptoms, herpes sores. You know, what do herpes sores look like? Herpes lesions. You know, I'm just going through every permutation I can of these words and then just like obsessively clicking on picture after picture to see what these things look like. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I remember one time I was using Jennifer's computer,
and
I typed something.
Your former roommate.
Yeah, and the first letter, I don't remember what it was, but it was something like female herpes. I was
God. Oh, man. What a bitch. What a bitch. She deserves it.
Oh, no. Effort.
But, so I call into the health department, and I've been the good old Fairfax County health departments. I love them. You go there, they give you free condoms, they test you for the HIVI. And they said, yeah, if I've got what I believe is an active sore presenting, they will stick an X-Acto knife in it and carve it out and put it in a Petri dish and see if it takes.
Really? They didn't do that to me. And I had them, like, on my junk.
Oh, God. What? I don't want it. Oh, God. Damn. No, they said they would test it. Maybe you weren't asking nicely.
No, I was, because I was like, you think this is herpes? And they're like, no.
I guess even you'd be nice if your penis was involved.
Well, I was scared, because I mean, that stuff's common, and I don't like to wear condoms, so.
Oh, my God.
But I think it was just, because it was summer, I hadn't shaved my body hair in a while, and, like, I also wasn't washing myself regularly.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there.
No, the worst part is, like, when I thought I had it before I went to the clinic,
yeah,
like, I raw-dogged someone else, because I was like,
okay,
if I'm going down, I'm taking someone with me.
All right. Now this podcast has crossed into evidence in a civil suit. Great.
You made me the worst.
You'd be surprised how often I hear that from women.
Oh, man.
You really would.
How many women have you given STDs to, Will? Do you have, like, a ballpark number?
None that I know of.
Okay, we will. For legal purposes, the answer is staying there. I am not my brother, so before I was going to hit anything, even though I hadn't been getting any, I was like, you know what? I've seen these little red bumps here and there before, and I'm going to make sure I'm not passing any buck. So I get into the clinic, and Will, you can vouch for me on this. We live in a delightful multicultural area, and anytime you've got a government service that is providing anything to the bottom feeders.
It's very purple.
Yeah, it's, I mean, without fail, every time you go to the health clinic on STD testing day, it's five other people. It's always a fat black prostitute.
I had a lot more than that, man.
Really? Oh, no. I'm just talking in the general waiting area. I had a lot more this time. But typically, it breaks down into the fat girl in the George Mason sweatshirt, the really hot girl you'd love to pick up, but she's at an effing STD clinic. So
I've never seen a hot girl there.
Every time I see hot, hot, skanky-looking ass.
Well, like go for it.
Like a blonde all pierced up and stuff.
What, she's going to say no?
What are you going to do? Like, hey, if we're both clear, let's get coffee?
Exactly.
Oh, God.
She just comes out shaking her head, and you're like, sorry, bitch. Peace.
Yeah. Be like, hey, do you want to open our results over a candle at dinner?
like you two, romantic.
Yeah,
comedy.
You two intertwine your hands like you're drinking each other's champagne, except you're opening each other's results.
And then when she tests positive, you spit it out.
Just skeet at. Oh, man. No, it's always that. Like I said, there's the overweight black prostitutes who talk loudly about doing God knows what. And then there's a lot of people that look like they should be mowing lawns, to put it politically.
The landscaping people.
A lot of the landscaping crews, yeah. A lot of people you see on bicycles for one reason or another.
Standing outside of Home Depot on a Saturday morning.
A lot of them. And they're usually there for more legit reasons, just because they're dying of TB or whatever. But everyone else is there to get their parts checked.
I thought it was only like STDs on that day.
No. There's standard health crap.
Wait, the clinic has a specific day where they test for STDs?
Yeah, it's
like once a week.
No, twice a week at the Joseph Sewick Department, right next to our blessed George Mason University. You have Tuesday between 10 and 11:30, where the HIV tests are confidential but not anonymous. And then Wednesday between 4 and 6, where the HIV tests are anonymous on the first and third week of every month.
What
you
does it mean?
Are way too acquainted with this.
What does it mean if it's not anonymous? Like, they post the results on their website?
Confidential means... Yeah, exactly. They flush you out along with that channel that shows all the Latin men who got busted going to whorehouses.
What?
What, you don't have that on your public access channel?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's just this cavalcade of whenever they bust a bordello, it'll be like, oh, we're going to shame all the guys we caught. And let's just say there's a lot
awesome.
Of... There's a lot of Alvarez's at the beginning of the
Are list. You serious?
Yeah, you've never watched that?
No, I want to.
It's good.
It's amazing.
It's good stuff.
How's that legal?
Oh, it's legal. You busted. You broke the law, man.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff's public knowledge.
It dates back to, the Middle Ages, getting thrown in a pillory.
Wow. No, you got to show me that sometime.
It's good stuff. But
okay, so anyhow, we know that you go to the STD clinic a lot. Now
yeah.
That we know this.
I told a story a couple years ago where one time I went in after my last round of raw dogs, where I did like two or three in the course of 2 months, and was just white, just completely stricken and convinced I'd gotten it that time. And the nurse, like both nurses recognized me. And the first was really combative. And she's like, these tests prevent nothing.
Ah,
it's just a test. And I'm like, well, yeah, but I want to be safe. And she's like, well, if you wanted to be safe, why didn't you wear a condom? And she was just really angry with me.
You cannot argue with that logic.
Oh, no. And then she, just took a box of condoms and, left it on the counter and just stormed out after she was done with me. Like, she didn't even want to give me the speech.
Didn't want to touch your HIV-infected hands.
Yeah, the actual doctor was really nice and, sweet. And she's like, look, you probably didn't have anything. You're okay. And I was fine. But that first nurse did not like, because they remember my name, I think. Whenever it's like Papa Giorgio, they're like, Mother F, Papadopoulos, what are you doing back here?
Because you're abusing a public service. Wasting tax dollars.
I like the free, I love the condoms they give you. It's now, they give you a blank white, but for years and years, it was these lifestyles like in rainbow colors.
Festive.
Nice. Yeah, it was like Kinder Care condoms. It was great.
Oh, God. So everyone that you had sex with knew that you got these at the free STD clinic.
Like, oh, no one's going to buy these things, especially the bright red ones. It's like you're getting effed by a clown's nose. Or the green ones.
I know.
The green ones look,
so
they
creepy.
Look, they look like a tree you'd hang off a rearview mirror. I mean, it's just this assortment of ugly, ugly colors. I was giving them to Killiam yesterday. I was tossing some off on a buddy because I had newer, like, monochromatic ones.
Was he putting the stones to that old Asian broad?
Yeah.
Nice.
He finally stopped bringing shame to his ancestors and brought the fat man and little, what was it, fat boy and little man? What the hell were the bombs?
Huh?
Fat man and little boy.
What the hell are you
the
talking
two
about?
A-bombs.
Yeah. It's fat man and little boy, I think.
There we go.
Oh.
They had names.
I don't remember that.
Someone should have paid attention in their history class.
Anyhow.
Yeah. So I get to the clinic, and it was a lot of fat, sick Latin kids. Like, lots of just coughing, fat El Salvadoran children and their parents talking to them in Spanish.
See, what you should have done is be like, I'm calling La Migra. Said it really loud. That waiting room would have cleared right up. You would have been, like, second in line.
What is
that? Yeah, is that immigration?
Yeah.
And La Migra. I got to keep that one.
You
Andy.
Ever saw that video of that guy who, like, went to a Home Depot or 7-Eleven or something?
Yeah,
like,
I watched it.
And he just drives them to immigration. They just take that
Oh,
F
and they
off.
All just sprint out. Yeah.
And then one guy turns around, like, shakes his fist and curses at him, then keeps running.
Oh
what is
God.
He, Grandpa Simpson?
Pretty much.
Good Lord.
Holy right. crap. So, okay, so you went to the clinic.
Yeah, and usually it's just, like I said, it's a bunch of nervous college kids and fat prostitutes, and everyone's just silent. There's a TV there. Today it was feeding Emerald.
I was going to say, usually it's soccer. Appeal to the audience.
This is not a Peruvian chicken joint. It's not someone screaming goal in the background. They try to keep the free clinic classy. Hey, what was that cough there? When was your last trip to the
TV.
Free clinic? Yeah. All right. All right, Princess Hivvy. So we're
Tell
sitting there. And thankfully, they didn't take over and put on Dora for their kids to watch or whatever. And it's Emerald. And everyone is just paying so much attention to Emerald because it's either contemplate what you've done to your genitals and the mistakes you've done and, you know, made in your life, or you watch this blackened chicken recipe, which is now burned in the back of my mind. I could cook this blindfolded.
Have you ever tried to do anything like from those shows?
If you want to know how to make blackened Cuban chicken with a black bean base and fried tortillas on top and guacamole on the side.
Too much effort.
With a pineapple cheesecake for
Sounds
dessert.
Sounds good, but...
No, I don't cook anything. We've been over this. It's
Me
why
neither.
I eat fast food all the time. I hate cooking.
I don't. Yeah, I try
not
to avoid
that.
It's a waste of time.
She cooks
it's
all the time.
I'm a food blogger.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, she does a lot of food crap.
You want to cook for me?
We need to bring her up here. And
where are you?
She's in North Carolina.
She's in North Carolina.
2.5 out, 3.
Well, North Carolina minimum is 5 from here.
She's closer than Tech.
What city are you in?
I live in the Triangle. I live in Chapel Hill, though.
That's like 6 hours.
Really? Yeah. I Googled it. Maybe she's lying.
I've made the drive. It's between 4 and 5 hours.
I mean, you must have been speeding like a
mother. Wait, when the hell were you up here?
I went on a road trip with my friend in September, and I've been to D.C. before.
Okay, then.
Or... other stuff.
That was very infotainment.
I was actually there last weekend. I just didn't call you, you jerk.
Oh, really? Is that how it works? Yeah, you were here during the show. You were calling from 5 miles out.
Are you off of 95?
Oh, okay. We can.
No.
Come on, MapQuest. Let's keep this barely interesting.
All right. Jesus.
All right. So they call me in, and the nurse, the first nurse, the warm-up act, she's asking me all these questions, and I love how to ascertain the risk of you actually having something, it's like 5 different ways of them, like, politely asking if you're a homo.
Well, because that ups your risk
oh,
significantly.
It'll be like, so have you had sex with anyone who uses IV drugs? Do you use IV drugs? And then rather than be like, just are you homosexual, it'll be the question, have you engaged in anal sex with a male partner?
Well, and maybe you were just experimenting.
it's like, what? Is some guy going to get offended by the are you a homo question? But when asked, hey, did you do a guy in the ass? It's like, well.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of DL guys.
Oh, God.
I'm sure there's plenty of, like, boys who got, like, violated during rush week or something.
Oh, God. Oh, I hate frat boys.
So they don't want to ask them if they're gay for fear that they'll get, like, punched in the face.
It's like, no way, gay.
Oh, there's a lot of closeted people who do the same sex, but they won't call themselves gay.
Oh, that is so weird and
bizarre. Keeping it on the DL.
Be like, well, I'm not gay, but Boomer stuck it in my butt last week.
There's such a stigma, I guess.
It was so funny. You should have seen everyone laugh.
God. So anyhow, do you have herpes or not, jerk? Let's get the story over with.
Shut up! I was thrown over to the second doctor, who was an old Asian woman.
Uh-huh.
An old Asian woman. Oh, great shame. So I had to pull out my mule in front of this 80-year-old Japanese lady who's like 4 foot nothing. And she just stares at it. She goes, ingrown hair. We know it takes sample.
Wow.
Yeah.
She knows her ass.
So I walk out and like pop it like a zit and pull out the hair, and that's that.
Oh, why did you not try this before?
I didn't think, if you're looking at a herpes sore, what you perceive to be a herpes sore, the last thing in your mind is, I'm going to squeeze the bejesus out of you and see what happens.
Yeah, no, you should, because it's like herpes don't pop or something. That's why, like.
Oh, God.
They knew mine wasn't. Something like that.
Oh, why? Because they're sitting there palpating your bumps and they popped all over?
Or something, yeah, something like that.
Right before you popped it, were you afraid spiders were going to come streaming out of it?
Say yes, Will. Say yes.
Oh, I thought she was talking to you.
No, I was talking to you. Yeah, I was talking to John.
No, mine were pretty small. Like
baby spiders.
Though. They looked like zits. I think that's what they wore for my lack of hygiene.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
God.
Clear, because this is very muddy here. Neither of you have herpes, right?
Not that I know of. I mean, it's some like 1 out of 5 people carry it, but they never show symptoms, something like
that. Yeah, I mean, like freaking like 78% of the population. It's like 50% of college-age girls have it. It's such a ridiculous number.
Yeah, I mean,
God, I barely got ass in college. Thank Christ.
Like, the problem is like the herpes on your mouth, like, it's like 80% of the human population has herpes in one form or another, and like it goes back and forth now.
I have it on my mouth right now. Like I keep shaving it, and it's like not healing.
God, I will never use that mic again. Never. Poor Squire is going to come in. If Squire has a guest, they're going to come out, and their mouth is going to look like a cat's asshole. And they're going to wonder what happened.
So, yeah, I mean, if you were to like give pleasure to a lady, that, I mean, you could like give it to her, because it like goes back and forth.
That's exactly how I say it too.
I
pleasure to a lady.
Yeah, I bag a lady and I say, I'm going to give pleasure to you now.
Do you call her lover?
Yes, I will please you, lover. You will know climax is unbound.
That's really creepy.
And then I throw on the 98 degrees and we get to it.
98 degrees. Okay, so you don't have herpes. That was anticlimactic. Next.
Oh, I'm sorry. It would be a better story if I did have herpes and I just start crying on air.
Yeah.
It could be like the Freddie Mercury press release where he's like, yeah, I have AIDS, and he dies like 6 o'clock the next day.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. Like he's just looks like S, you know, just looks like Skeletor, but worse.
Yeah.
And everyone knows he's got the hivy. He says nothing about it. And then, yeah, finally, I want to say some fateful day in 91, he was like, yeah, I've got AIDS. And he was dead within 12 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. But you have canker sores.
The moral of the story is never admit to having AIDS.
That's how I live my life. That's why I never got tested before.
God.
I think I've only been twice, maybe.
Oh, God. We need to go.
Once at the doctor's office.
Oh, we
need. Because I think I told them they were talking about something, and it's like, you don't wear condoms? I was like, no.
You're like, do I look gay?
Yeah. Like, do I look like I'm a sailor?
Yeah.
Like, am I wearing the little white hat?
The
answer is no.
In the Navy.
And I think they like basically tested me against my will. It's like, you're not leaving.
Like, we're just drawing this blood test for, I can't think of it. And then the doctor just starts whistling and walking out.
And then the other time I went to the clinic in Reston. That was the time I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I wasn't living there at the time, I was just like on my way to work or something. I don't remember.
Let's find out if I'm dying.
So.
Then I'll get a cookie at Subway.
So, how many girls have you guys impregnated with your non-condom use?
Two.
One that I know of.
Oh, my God.
I
don't know. That's weird.
She deserved it.
I can't say either of mine deserved it, but neither of them came to fruition, so I'm happy.
If anyone deserved to be permanently scarred, it was her.
Just a barren uterus from your act.
Oh, God. Okay.
Scorch that thing like the surface of the moon. Okay. So, to happy lighthearted topics, we're on the subject of rubbers, and Rachel found this great news item about baby condoms. Not like baby, but they're about the size of those finger condoms that you see.
Yeah, what the? Are they for babies or guys with small D's?
No, they're for kids. They're for boys ages like 12 to 14. Yeah.
And they put them out there.
What the hell? Like, before we go further, like, because I've heard like jokes about baby D's and all that. Like, did you ever notice like one day where your D like magically grew? I don't know about you. Like, I wasn't really paying attention. I guess I don't know.
No, I don't. Okay, we can make the obvious joke. No, it never did grow. But I think what perplexes me more is the body hair expansion. Like, is it just me, or did that come in the span of 72 hours?
Like pubes?
Yeah, like I had one lone pube, and I was like, oh, it looked like Popeye's head.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah, Charlie Brown. Yeah, and the very next day, you know, it looks like the head
Rollo
of
from Cleveland.
Yeah, it looks like the head of Shaft. I mean, it's a show. It's Dolemite down there.
I remember being pretty quick, but again, I wasn't like paying that much attention.
It was like kind of a thing in our class where I was like, oh, I got one. I got my first. And then within a week, yeah, it was rainforest.
And everyone's whipping them out on the playground.
No, I didn't go that
far. Comparing how thick and hardy your bushes are.
Didn't go that far. Although I do remember there was a psychopathic kid named Jimmy Thomas who was just crimson as hell. Just this weird redheaded dude who was a year older than us. And yeah, he would pull out his crimson pubes like
fire
in class.
Crotch.
Yeah, just like traumatize everyone. Just show his mule.
Oh,
God.
Oh, Jesus.
It wasn't anything like weird or, you know, sexual. It was just like he would pull out his dong on the playground.
No, anyone who does that's weird. Like, I remember kid Mike Spelling used to do it.
Yeah, those are traumatized youth. But yeah, I was thinking. Oh, and by the way, Rachel, you can answer this before we go any further. What are those little finger condoms for? Is that a chef thing?
They are, yes.
Okay.
You are correct. It's for if you cut yourself and you don't want to put, like, on a whole latex glove, you just put it over that so it can heal and stuff.
So, like, my cook at TGI Fridays won't give me a tater skins with AIDS.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like when I cut the tip of my finger off when I was cooking and catering.
Oh, so you have weird Daryl Hannah hands now?
No, it's fine. It
making
just like
fox
a little
thumbs.
Little half nails. Little baby nails.
No, I mean, there's just a scar there, but I had to put a thing on all day before I could get to the doctor and get like 3 stitches.
Oh, God. Probably looks like a blood sausage in that thing.
I'm sure most of the cooks at TGI Fridays and such don't give a
damn. They don't care.
They don't care enough.
You're going to find a scab and they'll call it a bake-o. Simple as that. So I just got to thinking, I would never in a million, like if I had a D that couldn't fill out a normal condom, I would give up on sex. Like,
yeah, but it's not officially for people with tiny penises. I mean, it's for teenagers. My question is like, if your penis is so tiny and you're so young that you even need that tiny condom, like, can you even, like, get a boner?
Yeah. You can get a boner
like
young.
Two.
You can get them randomly, and then you can...
What?
Our dad used to leave, like, hardcore Swedish porn.
Oh,
like
Swedish erotica with...
Under the couch.
With Aunt Peg and John Keyes and John Holmes. Those were good educational times.
Yeah, I remember that, and, like, I think I'd look at it and get a boner, and I'd probably, like, show my mom and be like, hey, look at this. And
what, the magazine or the boner?
Boner.
Oh, God!
What the hell did I know?
Oh.
And then I think that was probably when she told Dad to relocate it. Find a better hiding place.
I remember, yeah. He used to just hide it in his work car. Like, I guess he would read it between jobs.
I remember it was just under the damn living room couch.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
good
God.
Good stuff.
And it wasn't even one of those couches where it was, like, close to the floor. It was probably, like, 4 inches between the floor and the couch.
It was a virtual crawl space.
Holy crap. That's really weird.
Al Bundy did it.
Yeah. Biggins.
Oh, wow. Well,
and with his friend Griff and Black Biggins.
Well, he put it under the cushion, but same thing.
I remember I was never perplexed by the wood. I kind of knew what was going on the whole time. It's just I didn't know what to do with it forever. And then I, c- because I never saw porn where anyone. We'll get off this subject. We do this all the damn time. This is our everyday conversation. Let's do something special for the air. But, oh, and by the way.
Would you have had sex when you were 12, though? I mean, that just seems really, like, creepy.
I remember I was completely wigged out. Like, some girl when I was about 13 definitely would have blown me. And I backed out on it. And was just kind of perplexed. Like, sex always seemed like something I'd see in movies, but it was never something that was performed in reality.
Yeah.
You know, it was like watching Arnold Schwarzenegger kill people on the silver screen. It happens.
Well, was the chick hot or was she busted?
She was like a blonde with like glasses and big jugs. She was pretty decent.
I mean,
was she fat?
She was... well, can't think of a great way to end this. No. She wasn't like... house big.
The right thing is to always turn down fat girls.
For head?
Huh?
Fat girl head's great.
Oh.
Why?
It's just another meal.
always swallow.
They understand the joy that the mouth brings to a person. they live by that principle.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I was completely wigged out, and I just... The baby condom concept, it's blowing my mind. Because I do know that they make them smaller for adults. There was a friend of a friend. My buddy, Corey, was banging a chick, and his buddy with the really small D, who had to use, like, specialty condoms, was banging a girl in the next room. And and Tiny D throws a specialty condom to Corey, and Corey tries to put it on, and it snaps in two. So Corey can't get any. So he's kind of just sitting there with his broad, but Tiny D, who came prepared with his little eensy-weensy condoms, he's banging a chick in the other room, and a hot chick. I met this girl before. She was, like, leggy, a mixed broad, just really gorgeous. And he's, like, working into the dirty talk the fact he had to use a specialty one, and he's got a tiny one. Like, he's screaming at her, you love this Tiny D, don't you?
What?
And she's just moaning her head off. And Corey is, like, just dying laughing in the other room listening to this. But, yeah, that's confidence. I've never had confidence like that in my life.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you love these man tits in your face, bitch. No, I've never pulled that.
Why wouldn't the other guy just go bang the broad afterward?
Oh.
You want a real one?
Yeah. Like, now that you've been warmed up, now that you felt a stiff breeze, here's the billowing wind, baby.
Wider, I guess it wouldn't matter how short it was.
I love it. He's bringing it to a black chick who's seen God knows what stuff bigger than the microphones we're on right now, and he's just bragging about how tiny it is.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's
is that
just...
this person's real name?
Who, Tiny D
or Corey?
He's not a rapper.
No.
Oh, Corey. Yeah, Corey. Christ, I can't remember. Corey Coons, man. It's Corey Coons' friend
from college.
Nah, high school buddy.
Why were they living together? Or
they're
like
just screwing together
house?
At a party or something. I don't know. It's like Jesus. Autofocus. Whatever's going down.
That's quite the story.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
That is weird.
Will, are we after the show going to watch MacGruber or do you have to go to the gym?
I'm going to go to the gym.
When will that wrap up?
I don't know.
Okay. I want to catch MacGruber.
All right.
Why?
It looks okay, and more than anything, I want to see Val Kilmer and just how badly he has hit the fat fan.
He's pretty sloppy.
What the F happened to Val Kilmer?
He's rich, and he doesn't give an S anymore.
I guess he can still get laid, like, who cares? But when you're that loaded... I just don't get it. I eat like crap and don't exercise because I work and I like the taste of bad food. But if I had a personal chef...
And a trainer and all that.
And a trainer, how can you get that? This guy used to be Jim Morrison. You know what? Like, can you... He was recreating the cover of that Best Of album for the Doors poster. Can you imagine him doing that now?
Oh, God.
I mean, it seems like I've read, like, interviews with him before, and I'm pretty sure he's like certifiably like nuts. Like,
just
he's
bat
crazy.
Ass.
Yeah, he's just like he's crazy.
But
so,
they're
I
crazy
mean,
people that are thin. Look at Lindsay Lohan. I mean,
yeah,
sure,
well,
she's doing a ton of blow, but she's still got jugs. I mean, she's.
Have
like,
you seen that picture of her with like lines?
Just
in the
like
background.
Lines of coke not 18 inches from her body. I mean, she has crossed into just complete druggy logic land where it's like, someone set me up. That ain't coke.
Well, I mean, she like skipped out on like a mandatory court date.
She, oh God, that is just a waste of space. And I'd still F her. No one, don't believe any man who says otherwise.
No, she still looks decent. I mean, she looks haggard. She 23 or something.
Oh God, she looks like 10 miles of bad road, but those are still, that's an insane little figure she's got going.
Yeah, it's all right.
But, yeah, I'm sorry. Anyone who says they wouldn't is just full of S. If that you know, just barfed in their lap and then was like, hey, can I make it up to you? They'd go for it.
Yeah, she's all right. Better than her sister with her damn caterpillar eyebrows.
I'd do the sister, too.
Oh, what
have you
that?
Seen her now?
Just wax it. What
is wrong with her?
She's got a bit of the, yeah, she's got like an Alec Baldwin hair thing going and the thick, thick eyebrows. She, not,
well, but the thing is like, it's not even that she has thick eyebrows. She obviously colors them in, which is really weird, and I don't understand why you would purposely do that.
Maybe she's trying to get the American Pie sequel gig from Eugene Levy.
I mean, really? It's just nasty.
Naked Mile Part 7 or whatever the hell they're doing with that series now.
God.
Like, I remember when Denise Richards was like unusually unibrowy for a female celebrity.
She can get shaggy.
She has a lady stash. And it's all I can look at when I look at her, and it grosses.
She's just been sheened. I would never follow that up. That's a woman who willingly, for no money, had sex with Charlie Sheen.
No, he's pretty loaded. I'm sure he's got more than she does.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a prostitute type thing. It's one thing if Charlie, like, PZ 2000 to pee on your back or something.
But, I mean, it is, because now she's getting alimony from his ass. He makes, like, a ridiculous amount of money for that stupid-ass Two and a Half Men show.
Like, 2 mil an episode.
Yeah, like,
I don't even watch that.
Me neither.
The one time I saw that, like, this might sound weird coming out of my mouth and given what we do on this show, I was shocked by how goddamn dirty that thing was.
It tries to be. I mean, it's like for a network comedy.
Dude, for, like, that's what I'm saying, for a network comedy.
Because that's edgy. I mean, it's
still,
he's talking about
dong and chicks and girls are talking about threesomes they've had with him and stuff. Like, I don't remember Kramer walking in being like, hey, Jerry, smell my finger. You know, nothing like that.
Well, Kramer topped that. Back in, like, 2006, 2007.
It was not on network TV. Kramer did show us all, though. Back to fat Val Kilmer. Actually, Kramer would qualify for this one, too. It just got me thinking, what other celebs do you feel have just become grossly fat, like caricatures of what they once were? Will, did you get your email regarding this and do your show prep?
Yeah, I thought of a few.
Good man.
I mean, not necessarily fat, but just busted. Because, I mean, there's natural aging. Like, I was thinking maybe John Travolta from, like, Grease to now. But, I mean, what was that, like 30 years, too?
I'll give you that. He hasn't aged too well, but he is older.
Yeah, so I mean, that's not a good example, but, like, one that kind of hit me was...
what do you want out of an Italian dude? They're just always going to become a fat old wop. It's just...
No, Stallone. I mean, if he really wanted
to
put the HGH and all that, he could still look like Rocky.
Drink the bull semen and bench press 500 pounds. Yeah.
Veins hanging out everywhere.
Oh, God. But he is vicious looking still. Stallone looks like a wall of death.
I mean, he's got the nasty, like, Jackie Stallone face. I guess they went to the same
surgeon. He looks like he could perform Mortal Kombat fatalities in real life.
I mean, he's definitely better shape than Schwarzenegger. I mean, Schwarzenegger's a good example. Look at what he was.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm in better shape than he is now. Damn.
He did let himself go.
Yeah, I mean, Christ, if Obama can work out, like, why can't he?
Obama chiseled
he's not in that great shape.
Oh, he's pretty good, man.
Oh,
he's got a nice body.
But, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, Schwarzenegger was one I thought of. Just,
I am not gay.
Okay.
Another good one that you probably didn't think of is Linda Hogan. Like, you're used to seeing what she looks like now, where she's kind of, like, old and cougary.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen pictures of her, like, back when that show started? Like,
no.
In 2005?
Was she good?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason, like, Hulkster put a ring on
She was worthy of Hulk's seed.
Yeah, I mean, she was...
She's terrifying... woman.
I mean, she was
even
thin
before.
And hot. No, do you want try to
what?
Pull up like a picture of her? Yeah, I mean,
oh, we're just gonna get the leathery old coog one.
Yeah, I mean, I'd still put stones to it now, but
no,
she was thin, and I mean, she was pretty. Because I mean, she kind of looked like Brooke Hogan, but without like Hulkster's like
Brooke Hogan
steroid
is just,
DNA.
It's and, just Hulk's face
and butt chin. Yeah,
yeah.
she got a sick body though.
She's hair.
Oh, yeah, the bod's good. I mean,
because she got fake tees and...
Is her body really worth that face? Really?
You can put makeup on it. Who
pillow.
Cares?
One word.
No,
pillow.
Or makeup.
Like our dad used to say, you have sex in the dark anyway. So.
Oh, he used that to explain why it was okay to bang whatever.
Yeah.
He was. We were watching a Salt and Peppa video when I was about 10. And I was like, oh, Dad, you're into the sisters, you know, whatever, however I would ask it as a 10-year-old. And he just goes...
He didn't use that word.
Yeah, he actually... hey, Kramer.
That was back before the PC era.
Yeah, but...
prior to 1996.
And I remember he just retorts with, all C's are black in the dark, but he didn't use that word either. You know,
was it worse?
He spelled it out. No. He gave me the full C-U-N Toledo. And I was just like shocked, like a Greek immigrant.
Whoa, he actually pulled out that word?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, I used to think See You Next Tuesday was like a super secret one. I was like, wow, the Greek immigrant. Score one for him. I guess he lived a pretty vish life over even on these shores.
I don't think I ever heard him say that word.
Oh, God. No, it was like literally that one time. I've held on to that memory.
It's like Mike O'Mara talking about his dad. Saying like he came in drunk one time. He's like home from college. And he said something like, all you do is chase C around. Something like that. Like sitting there drunk.
The one time I heard dad say C. But for my list, I went with Val Kilmer. Then I went with one that might not make, you know, it might not have too much of a bearing with us or a resonance with us because she's older. But Kathleen Turner. Who used to be pretty foxy, like up and through War of the Roses, maybe.
Yeah, but she's not
I'm
fat.
I'm really not buying this.
Oh, Kathleen Turner is a... she looks like Jabba with an even worse body now.
Yeah, but isn't she like 60 or something?
But she hit just a wall hard. I mean, she was reduced to playing Chandler's tranny dad on Friends. Like, that's not normal aging. Women,
yeah, that's not good.
Women don't grow a penis with age.
Wait. I thought Chandler's dad was an actual dude.
No, that was Kathleen Turner.
Yeah, because he had like a transgender dad or whatever. And
yeah.
The hell did I miss? Hell, God, why would you accept that role?
Exactly. Like, I would
he
rather.
Really needed the money, apparently.
I would rather do bukkake porn than accept that role
That's
if I
so
were a chick.
So insulting. Jesus.
Yeah. Like, it's really believable that you had a penis and like one surgery in, you look like this.
I didn't catch that it was a woman.
There you go. That is someone who's let themselves go.
I mean, especially because Morgan Fairchild was his mom.
Oh,
that's someone who's aged very well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of surgery, but well done.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like, what, 79 now?
I don't know. She's hot.
I'd still visit it. Even if you need it. Even if nothing was doing down there naturally, you had to bring the Crisco, I'd get there. Okay. Another subject. But, okay. And my third pick. For a celeb that has just hit the wall, I kind of had to Google around for this, but was disgusted by the results I found. Did you guys know that Rachel Hunter has just become a gross fat whale?
Is that the one from Stacey's Mom? Or whatever?
Yes! Who looks so smoking hot in the Stacey's Mom video, and it's just, like, gorgeous. I mean, she was Rod Stewarted. That is not a sloppy woman. She looks like S now.
How old is
she? Really?
She's like mid-40s. I mean, it's not an age thing. It's an I'm getting
Crazy.
Rod's money and I don't care and people will still do me to say they've done Rachel. It was sad. Just Google Rachel Hunter fat if you're by a computer and you will... Yeah, first, no, Google Rachel Hunter and Stacey's mom and
I mean,
get...
I remember that.
Yeah, get all worked up and then Google Rachel Hunter fat and then cry. Cry into your keyboard.
Yikes.
Leonardo DiCaprio would be another good one. He's pretty fat now.
He's puffy, but he'll at least trim up for his roles.
Yeah,
he's not that bad.
Rachel, who do you have? Who are your celebs that have just hit the wall the hardest?
See, I came up with a couple. Kirstie Alley, number one.
She was never hot, though.
Oh,
what about Rapunzel? Wasn't she? She's really pretty.
Bite your effing tongue. She used to have the tiggest bits and be really trim.
And she was really huge on coke, apparently, too, so that was probably...
God, every woman needs to do a lot of blow.
Seems to give them those results. Makes them shrink everywhere else but there.
Yeah, exactly. For some reason, they're too important, bumps remain.
Filled with cocaine.
Oh, God. Yeah, no.
Like Kiersey. An Ecuadorian girl on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Just sewn into their bodies. Have you heard of that? Now they'll like put like implants filled with coke
in
chicks' teas.
I know that because it was on Nip Tuck.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. These girls will come with like 39 triple Fs, like Dolly Parton looks like Bai Ling next to them. And they'll show up and then they go to, you know, a friendly plastic surgeon in Miami who yanks out their jugs.
Yeah, I'd like to see that scarring after it's done.
What?
Oh, God.
Well, they'll do everything. They'll, like, cut open puppies and, like, put it in their stomachs and then put them on planes. I mean,
poor puppies.
Big business.
Holy crap.
Poor puppies.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's on terrorism. That's scary.
Oh, God. Shut up, KinderCare outside. I know you can hear the words I'm speaking. Smack your children. Don't stare in the studio at me. Just smack your kids once, smartly and briskly.
Oh, my God.
I will settle for sounds coming from outside the studio if it is the sound of crying.
Oh, Lord. Is there, like, a birthday party going on or something?
Like, what's everyone going else on? In this world, they are not listening to me.
I don't know. I don't,
it really is like a Chuck E. Cheese ball pit out there right now.
I hate kids.
OMG.
Awful, awful creatures.
All right. Who else got fat? Rachel.
Steven Seagal.
Oh, yeah. Damn. How did we miss
excellent.
That one?
Excellent pick.
But was he ever like that jacked?
He was never jacked, but he was definitely trim.
I was going to say, that mother effer has always worn like karate sensei outfits. Like, he's never like been shirtless.
It was never like Jean-Claude where he would find any excuse to have his shirt off.
Yeah.
But Steven Seagal, like, you watch them Out for Justice, he was trim.
I've only seen Under Siege 2.
I mean, there was a point at which he only had one chin.
Dark territory. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Seagal.
I've seen it.
How many chins is he up to? A triumvirate?
I don't know. About as many chins as he has sleeves, apparently. So.
Chinese phone book joke? Anyone?
As many chins as pending sexual harassment suits he has against them.
Okay.
Exactly.
We'll roll with that one. And who's the last pick?
The third one I could come up with was Sally Struthers, because she...
I was
going to
pick that. I was thinking Sally.
Terrifying.
Was she used to be hot?
Hell?
Oh, yeah. You watch an old All in the Family. She was pretty screwable.
I mean, she was really obnoxious.
Rob Reiner always looked like a fat ogre, but he was actually in a lot better shape, too. I mean, he's really... Oh, God.
There's a lot like that. I mean, you could think Marlon Brando... Sybil Shepherd, you know, we talked about, like, used to be hot. You don't think of it.
Sybil Shepherd used to be so painfully hot.
And now,
average. Now she's like 94, man. Yeah. What do you want? That's like saying Jessica Tandy lost it.
I mean, we said Roseanne, too. We're talking about that. Although we had no proof of when she was hot when she was younger.
Yeah, was Roseanne ever attractive?
Roseanne was hotter when younger, like 18, 19. Everyone forgets Roseanne had like six kids. Before she got famous, like, she decimated her uterus
and everything else around.
She was just a factory pumping those things out.
Oh, yikes!
That's why she was a big fat whale. But apparently, before the children, she was like very hot.
I mean, it doesn't count if no one's seen you. I mean, that doesn't count.
All right. Well, I mean, one other one I thought of was Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah,
she used to be hot.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, she was always, when she got real thin, she lost what little boob she had.
But she was hot.
Yeah. But she was hot, yeah. And now...
Oh, it looks like some chick you see at a mall.
I still, to this day, remember...
Outside of... Aunt...
She looks like a normal human being. What a
disgusting.
Being.
Yeah, gross.
Terrible.
Gross size 8. Ugh.
Standing in line at Auntie Anne's pretzel.
I remember...
Cinnabon.
I remember there was a picture... That
on the cover of Blender?
No. Just had such resonance in retrospect where she was in shape. She had done like the Behind These Hazel Eyes video where she's like wearing next to nothing. And they showed her and the caption was like, Kelly Clarkson, all-American gal. Look at her eat. She can do whatever. She's sitting there with a burger and fries.
Damn right.
Looking hot, wearing an Appetite for Destruction shirt. And it's just like so ironic now, given she's a whale. The whole appetite for destruction. I mean, what do you want?
And then the other chick from that season one, which I didn't watch it, but I saw on, was it Celebrity Rehab or something?
Oh, Nikki something.
Oh, yeah, the one who's on Celebrity. Yeah, she is.
She was so hot.
Again, cocaine for women. Yeah. Cocaine.
Learn it. Use it. Live it.
Love it. cocaine. You get free implants and you get thin.
Yeah, but she was on drugs and she looked like crap. So
no, she was probably on drugs when she was skinny and hot. And then she stopped and then she looks like a dumpster fire.
No, I mean, she looked like F when she was on Celebrity Rehab. So she'd obviously still been on drugs up until the point at which she was in Celebrity Rehab. So
Yeah, but I think she was, like, drinking, too.
Maybe she forgot how to use them properly. Because it seems when used properly, they really do good stuff.
Maybe she was just using the cocaine as confectioner's sugar on cake. I'll sprinkle this on a bun.
Oh, God.
It only served to increase her appetite.
Oh, God. Don't besmirch the good name of Lady Coke.
Wait, is coke an appetite suppressant?
Oh, yeah.
I think it makes you eat more, but it stimulates your metabolism, too.
No, it suppresses the appetite, too.
So you also don't eat for, like, 3 days.
You don't eat, and you're burning. Your basal metabolism is, like, way...
And that's why when you get wrecked when you come off it, because then your metabolism is used to that
support.
Oh,
it's like, I'll show you.
Well,
I'll show you. We are gaining weight.
Well, just like anything else, it thinks it doesn't need to work as hard anymore because something else has been doing the work for it, so it's used to working slowly.
What, are we going for an affirmative action joke here? I didn't know where that one was going.
Damn it.
I don't know. I used to know girls in high school who would get high on Coricidin?
Coricidin, yeah. What about the...
Yeah.
What about tripping on dextromethorphan hydrobromide?
No, but apparently it was like a really huge, crazy appetite suppressant. So they would just like...
You'd vomit everywhere.
Yeah.
Super high on Coricidin.
I remember my high school years. I was literally vomiting so much, I knocked out the back of my teeth. Like they got...
What?
Oh, yeah. The stomach acid. Like I have the pockmark back to the teeth. Back of the teeth. There we go.
Dentist told you that.
Wait, were you bulimic? What's going on? What?
Yeah, I was bulimic, you know. No, I was on Tussin like all the time. Well, no, once a week I would drink Tussin and vomit it up an hour later, and then trip balls for 6 hours.
That sounds horrible. Would you purposely make yourself vomit?
Oh no!
They're disgusting.
No effort required when you drink that crap.
Well, it seems like if you vomited it up, that it like wouldn't be in your system.
Oh, you've already metabolized enough.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but. It definitely doesn't affect you.
It's an excellent product, that's why. Between cocaine and Tussin, I think the message to the children outside is clear. If you want to be a successful broadcaster or a hot woman, drugs. A lot of them. Repeatedly.
That is really creepy. I never did anything like that in high school.
I don't know what to say. You wasted the experience.
Shut up. Yeah, but I have normal teeth, and...
Mine look fine from the front.
Not gross abscesses on my double chin. So.
Shut up. And on that note, we can punch out of here. Rachel Oering, I want to thank you for being on the show. Plug your crap real crap.
I have a blog called GaggingTowardsBethlehem.com.
Okay.
And you can tweet me at GaggingTowards.
At GaggingTowards, folks. You make your own joke. And Will, plug your junk.
That's all right. We didn't get to play it.
It
don't matter.
Plug your goddamn band.
I don't give an S.
You know what? Fine. Fine. I hope I find you in the discount
bin
at Best Buy.
We'll play it like another time or something.
All right. Not a plug. Just say the band name so they can Google it.
All right. Well, it's stupid if we didn't play the song.
Fine.
All right. We'll do it another time.
We'll do it another time. You ruined it all. Folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement again live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show, as well as my writing, found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement, and you won't be able to call in next week at 703-560-TALK because Rachel will probably be on the phone line again. But one of these days. Bye. All right, folks, take care.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.